It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
Monstradia RX 93.1. And good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's like nice making bed. Me sleepy again.
It's not. It's a relaxing, refreshing.
We have kakampi today. I love this bed.
Diba? Oh. It's a great
bed. I liked it nga. It's just making me sleepy right now.
It feels morningy nga eh.
Morningy.
It feels morningy.
Morningy.
Okay, it's morningy.
Feels nice.
Diba, parang
but it reminds me to sleep nga. That's true.
Really?
Because I play Dragon Veil before I sleep.
In the morning. I'll be so awake if I play Dragon Veil. Because I'll be so happy and excited.
How many new dragons do you have?
Oh, all. Why are you doing Dragon Talk?
He's like, all.
No, except one.
Excuse you.
It's been half a month and I haven't been able to get the spring dragon. It's so
How
difficult.
About the fairy one?
Yeah, that's a different, that's Dragon Story.
What?
Okay. Oh, I'm so
Please.
Sorry.
What's Dragon Story?
Oh, I'm
that's
so
another dragon.
Sorry.
There's Dragon Story and there's Dragon City.
What?
I'm so uncool, I don't know the difference.
And what's your monster thing?
My singing monsters.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's, of course, there's a Hello Kitty.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Don't forget that.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got a top 10 for you. Diba? It's been like punishingly hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? So today, we are doing a top 10 courtesy of Mr. Maria.
Hello.
The top 10 ways to beat the heat.
Top 10 ways to beat the heat.
How do you beat the heat? So the example he gave, didilaan ko yung North Pole mo. Yung sabi niya kay Santa Claus yung North Pole
kasi malamig doon.
Malamig doon. Or yung Antarctica.
Antarctica, yung entire Antarctica.
Mm, di ba? Para papalamig. Imbis na popsicle, yung North Pole.
Yun na mismo.
It's the cold. Diba?
At least nandun ka na.
Oh.
Sobrang lamig na noon.
Sobrang lamig.
Nabeat mo na sobra.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, so how do you beat the heat? Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag beat the heat. Monts Radio RX 93.1. Time for the first news bit for the morning rush. And this is a bit annoying already.
Okay.
Apparently, Rihanna and Chris Brown are back together.
What?
Oh, God.
Were we just talking about this yesterday?
Again?
Yeah, yesterday, they split up.
They're back together.
Rihanna and Chris Brown's seemingly never-ending relationship saga continues. After reports swirled yesterday that the musical pair had split yet again, it appears they are back together yet again. Rihanna and Chris were spotted on Wednesday in West Hollywood, California, shopping and stopping by a music studio. That's according to E! News. The pair also took a ride in Chris's Porsche, which Rihanna shared on her Instagram page, where she poked fun at her hair, writing, quote, "This ish looks like a toupee." According to Us Weekly, the pair is still together, but having their usual spats. According to the source telling the magazine, every second it's a blow-up and then full-on in love. So it's really that way.
It's a
really
vicious cycle.
It's really like, away bate, away bate, away bate.
It's pretty bad.
Sana puro bate na lang. I mean,
yeah.
Araw-araw ba?
Good sila. Every day. Masaya yeah, sila. Happy.
Para laging di, wala nang away.
Oh, love.
Yeah. Para lagi silang okay lang, diba?
Ang aga ng ano? Araw-araw
ang
nga.
Ang aga lang.
Para good morning lagi.
Ang aga
laging
nila magbati.
Nag-friends.
Bati sa umaga.
Bati sa gabi.
Bati sa tanghali.
Para magandang tulog.
Oh, why?
Diba? Para, oh, maganda tulog mo after that. Kasi parang, alam ko bati kami. So, we're good.
Yeah.
Don't sleep angry nga.
Yeah,
diba?
Never go to sleep angry. Yeah.
So, okay. Dapat nagbabati sila bago matulog. Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. Mommy.
Exactly.
24/7.
All right.
Pero nakakapagod ba?
Mag-away and magbate?
Hindi, yung walang away, yung puro bate. Feeling ko to a degree nakakapagod.
Ba? Eventually it will be. Kasi wala nang bago, puro ganoon na lang. Puro ganoon na lang. Kailangan mo ng bago minsan.
Yes. So, konting away is...
Hindi ka nakukuha sa tingin eh, no?
So there you go, the first news bit. And next hour, we got something juicy.
Ooh.
According to Jennifer Aniston, mm-hmm. she wants a stress-free second wedding, the one with Justin Theroux. Because according to her, her wedding to Brad Pitt was stressful.
More why?
Okay. She had Brad wedding stress.
No. She was a... Was he a Bradzilla?
He was a breadzilla, according to her. We'll give you details later. If you wanna join us, just tune in again, same time next hour, for more entertainment tidbits. But for now, you're still on the CAC show.
Oh, right.
Yes, it's back.
Yeah, that one. Only here on Summer's Hottest, Monster Radio RX 93.5.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
See?
We're back to this one.
I love it. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Thank you to Mr. Maria for suggesting the Top 10 ways to beat the heat. Okay, so let's start off with... let's see here. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Kaping mainit.
Okay. From Sig Coengtor.
Okay. Sig Coengtor says,
gagawa ako ng halo-halo, pero yung yellow galing Antarctica.
Wow.
Para extra cold. And I think dirty.
But, really?
I mean, it's got animals there, diba? You've got seals and, I don't know, penguins and stuff. Ano ba yun? San ba yun? San lang ba may penguins? Diba isa lang? Either...
North.
Arctic lang or Antarctica?
Which was the north? Antarctic.
So what do you find in Antarctica?
Nothing. Nothing.
Wala, meron. Meron ba? Sure.
Ice.
Ice, yeah.
No, like what animals? I'm sure meron. Chenong says, ways to beat the heat? Itatago ko muna si Daniel Matsunaga.
Ay, naku, ito na naman
tayo. Kasi masyadong tayo, hot. Masyadong hot yun.
Ako magtatago.
Hindi
pwede.
At hindi mo mabibit yung heat.
Kailang.
Magtago. And OMGN says, kakain ako ng one fourth slice of electrician, one half dash of ice, one third slice electric fan, and one whole refrigerator. But may electrician.
Tapos,
I get the ice. I get
what comes out.
But may electrician.
Ah, para may kuryente. I don't know.
Yung electrician, may kuryente.
Para gumana daw yung electric fan.
Eh, yung ice.
Ayaw mo po.
Ano kinalaman ng electrician dun sa ice? But may electrician.
For sure.
It's one-fourth electrician lang.
Oh, wait. One-fourth slice of electrician, one-half dash of ice.
Hati mo electrician.
One-third slice electric fan, and one whole refrigerator. Ang layo.
What's happening?
Ang labo nun, ha? And also, Ilad Villanueva says, maglalatag ako ng giant kilikili billboard ni Del. Oh. That should reflect and deflect the light.
Yeah.
And the heat away.
Di ba pampainit yun?
Hindi, magbabounce back into the atmosphere.
Thank you, Del.
Di ba? And also, Elliot Girl says, lalagyan ko ng sandamakbak na ice cubes yung panty ko. Okay.
Ang hirap i-imagine.
Parang bukol-bukol, no? Parang kang...
So, pagdatunaw, di ba?
Pagdatunaw, okay lang. Pero yung bukol-bukol, malabo yun. Pero parang fun, ha?
Try mo.
Ha? Wala akong panty. Commando ko today. Commando ko today.
Wow!
Camilo says, bubuhusan ko ng tubig yung sun.
Ooh.
Wow.
Sige, try mo.
No, sige.
Try natin.
Sige lang. May supportahan ka namin, Camilo.
Supportahan ka namin. Also, Cheska Dizon says, magkukulong ako sa planta ng yelo. Kasi that, diba, it's obviously going to be freezing. Because like, for instance,
right.
A lot of people make that mistake of opening the ref.
Yeah.
Thinking that it produces cold, like an air conditioner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Refs don't. Mm-hmm. They
the freezer.
Parang, ano ba explanation? Not this simple, but something like, they take out the heat, parang ganon. Mm. So parang it's not so much na, it doesn't blow.
It's not like an aircon.
Not like an aircon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Diba? There's no air that comes out. So when you open the ref,
okay,
the heat will just go in.
Uh-oh.
The cold will not come out.
Okay. So diba? Freezer na lang.
Ganun din yun.
Same thing. Same principle.
Same
thing.
Same
they keep the cold in.
Hawakan mo yung ice.
They just keep the cold in.
Oh,
so they don't
okay.
produce cold.
Wait, so how do they? How does a freezer freeze? If it doesn't blow.
Produce cold.
Or produce anything cold.
No, not that it doesn't produce cold, pero it doesn't like, alam mo yun, like
it doesn't
emanate
release.
It. Oh, parang ganun, something like that.
Basta, okay.
So it doesn't blow.
That's why I watch one of those YouTube videos na parang myths na parang if it's hot, you open the ref and stay in front of it. You won't get anything.
Don't
It'll
you,
just
don't
get
you,
hot.
So huh? It's all psychological? How come sometimes I feel like...
Siguro yung first burst.
When you open it.
Yung first open mo, merong initial lamig.
But
after
that's
wala na. It's not going to produce more cold. And Camilo says, mag-away kayo ng loved one mo.
Ways para to beat the heat.
Para maging malamig siya.
Para cold kayo sa isip.
Huwag kayo, Camilo.
Magiging cold
masaya
ang
eh.
treatment. Diba?
Huwag ganon.
And then also, Rusher Jace says, itatago ko muna lahat ng magazines na may mga picture ni Cian Lim at Daniel Matsunaga. Ito na naman kayo eh. Basta talaga hit eh.
Ay, nako.
Binibring up niyo.
Sunugin na yan.
Ano mo meron sa kalilang? Dito naman ako.
Ay.
Ay,
okay.
Nako.
Okay, next. Next entry.
Ay, nako.
Next
moving
entry.
On.
Moving on. Move on lang.
Gusto mo kaming maging cold kayo eh.
Si Kuwentor says, papatayin ko si Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, tapos?
At gagawin ko siyang snow cone. Gusto mo lang na snow cone nang pumatay ka pa ng beloved Christmas creature.
Gabi naman nun.
Diba? Papatayin niya si Frosty the Snowman.
Tapos isang snow cone lang?
Si Frosty daw mahilig mag-hangout sa Quezon Ave.
Talaga?
Yung kapatid niya sa Makati Ave naman daw.
Sa Makati Ave?
Oh, yung kapatid niya.
Pero mga si Frosty, hilig dun eh.
Tapos, malamig kasi daw doon.
Ano ba apelido nila?
The Snowman.
Ah, The Snowman. Oh. Balita ko iba eh. Okay.
Ano yung balita mo?
Parang kakaiba yung last name eh.
Parang last name? Anong start tsaka yung last letter?
Parang Chut yata eh. Parang Indian yata sila eh. Chut.
Kapatid na si Para.
Si Para.
Si Para Chut.
Oo, diba?
Okay.
And also... OMG says, makinig sa Coldplay.
Ah.
Pwede rin ano, Snow Patrol.
Snow Patrol.
Oh, pwede rin yun.
Pwede rin.
Pwede rin Vanilla Ice.
Ice Baby.
Ice Baby.
Diba? And Camilo says, pag nag first date kayo,
okay,
huwag mong kausapin yung date mo.
Oh.
Don't break the ice. Nakakainis.
Ay, Camilo.
Nakakairita. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to beat the heat comes from, let's see here. Comes from Camilo.
Camilo says,
aasarin ko ng tuloy-tuloy si Sherry Hill. Para sasabugan ka niya ng tubig.
Kala ko ba wine yun?
Ah, okay. Whatever. Basta liquid.
So, basta malamig na
basta
wine.
Malamig.
Okay, pwede naman yun. Okay, sige.
So, lagi ka niyang sasabuyan ng... liquid sa muka. Ay.
Hindi,
diba, like wine, water.
Ano yung ginagawa mo?
Soft drinks.
Ba't diba? Reaction pa talaga?
Hindi, diba?
Paultulit?
Tsaka sa face mo talaga.
Okay.
Ita-target. Itatapat mo talaga sa muka para okay. Dun mo sasabog yung water. Okay, so, the top 10. What? The top 10 ways to beat the heat. You know what to do. Just key in RX space, your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Hi. I'm so happy. All right, before anything else, can we just, Malditang Divine would like to say happy birthday to Alan Agrao and
happy
Wandering
Happy birthday!
Henry. So, Wandering Henry, Alan Agrao, a big happy birthday from the CAC show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
CAC show.
You know, we should have like...
What?
We should have like, parang tenet, parang sports camp.
What?
Huh?
What do you mean?
We'll teach soccer.
Oh, here we go again.
Yeah, so we can call it the...
Mm-hmm. The CAC...
Parang football camp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sports camp.
Sports camp.
The CAC sports camp, which focuses on
soccer.
Soccer. Yeah.
Okay. Ganda yun eh,
diba? Galing natin, no?
Tapos sa jersey, nakalagay talaga.
Oo. Yeah.
CAC football. Okay naman yun eh. I think that would be good.
I don't want to go there.
No?
Nope.
Okay, stay there.
Stay here.
Stay right there. Here we go. Thank you very much to Mr. Maria for suggesting the top 10 ways to beat the heat. Starting off with Camilo. Makinig ka ng paulit-ulit kay Adele, tapos inumin mo yung luha mo.
Ayun, malamig.
Pero bad yun ah, kasi salt eh.
Yeah, salty.
You can, you'll kill your kidney.
Ooh.
Diba if you drink seawater?
Right.
They were saying, if you're like... parang what they call that, yung shipwreck, tas you're on a lifeboat, parang Life of Pi.
Uh-huh.
Did you read the book? They discussed it in detail. Like what will happen if you drink salt water.
Okay.
Some Bengal tigers actually survive by, they can actually drink some salt water because their kidneys are strong enough to distill the salt.
The salt.
Pero humans, we can't. We will die instantly.
Wait, what did he do in the movie? I can't remember.
I don't know. I didn't watch the movie though. But in the book, they didn't. They, apparently in lifeboats, they have like parang salt...
like a machine that would...
Not a machine naman, pero like a little contraption.
That would...
It's not
that would filter the water.
Yeah, you put the seawater there. Tapos parang meron siyang umbrella. So the seawater will evaporate.
Okay.
It will condense on the umbrella. Tapos...
Yung babagsak.
Siyempre yung nandun sa magkocondense is fresh water. Uh-huh. Babagsak siya sa sides, tas may magsasalo sa side. And that's fresh water.
What's the... Water World?
Yeah.
Do you remember that
yes,
movie?
Yes, Kevin
Really old movie.
What do they do there so that they can drink water?
Eh,
but they had
know.
Like a thing,
parang
like a machine.
Yeah.
But what were they converting? Was it water or was it something else?
I don't remember.
It wasn't urine,
Basically anything that desalinates water, that would work. Like these, like you said, like parang just an umbrella. If you have an umbrella.
Urine.
I don't know what you'll do with an umbrella in a lifeboat, but just put it over salt water.
Mm-mm.
Yung magkocondense doon, you can drink.
Ah.
That's fair. Because the salt will
just
stay in the
just in case. Container.
Just in case you get stranded.
Just in case.
Keep that in mind.
Keith Len says, how to beat the heat? Ilagay si Gino Boy sa likod ng electric fan. Yung hangin niya will be enough. Alamig
wow,
na yan.
Wawa naman.
Get well soon, Gino oh. Boy. Adonis Mabangis says, Google-pihin ko si LeBron James, si Dwayne Wade, at si Chris Bosh.
Ayun, you beat the heat.
Beat the heat.
Yeah. The Miami Heat.
Camilo says, ask the help of Michael Jackson because he can beat it. Makakasar! Kiko Monster says, bibigyan ko kayo ng free invites to Japan. He's based in Japan.
Okay.
Tapos, sabay tayong manonood ng Falling Sakura.
Bakit?
Sakura. Hindi, I mean, kasi diba, the sakura is cherry blossoms.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
They will only fall pag mag-winter.
So,
as they
get... Ang sweet pala nun.
No, it's a real entry. It's a real entry.
Yeah.
Kasi malamig dun eh.
Yeah.
And then, diba, ang napaka-romantic, you're sitting by a park bench
Have
somewhere.
Have you ever been?
To Japan?
Yeah, but not during the cherry blossom season. We usually
it's
go there.
It's beautiful.
Winter na, yung malamig na. And it's so funny. Can I just tell you how judged we were?
Okay, please tell us.
Way back.
This is not surprising,
fine.
By the way.
So, FYI, I'm not actually as young as I look. So
this was
Josh.
Quit it. So, we were in Japan.
Napapa-alcohol tuloy.
Back in the day.
Back in the day. First
back
time.
Back in the day.
And okay, I hate this. Kasi
back.
I have, in order for my story to make sense, okay. I really need to say this, that kind of this is me. Pero nung time na yun, hindi pa uso ang sushi dito sa Pilipinas.
Oh my God!
Dati, pag sinabi mong Japanese restaurant, literally, ano lang, tempura, sukiyaki, yung hindi pa big ang sushi and sashimi. So, we weren't really like into like raw fish. So, when we went to Japan, we were expecting tempura, sukiyaki.
Uh-uh.
So, when we went to the restaurant, we were like, why don't we recognize the Japanese food here?
Right.
Apparently, it's so hardcore. So, they gave us sushi and sashimi. So, we were like, is this raw?
Uh-huh.
And we were like, we called the chef, the Japanese chef, and we were like, can you fry this? And they couldn't get it. We were like,
oh my
what?
God.
What do you want? We were asking them to cook the sashimi.
I'm sorry, how long ago was this?
Shush.
Back in the day.
Quit it. It was quite a long time back. And Iled Villanueva says, this is actually very Inception. It's a little mind-blowing. Tatakbo ako... Bago mag-dawn, tatakbo ako in the direction of where the darkness is going. And keep running para kasunod ko yung pag-ikot ng mundo. So, lagi kang nasa dark.
Lagi malamig.
Wow, is it even possible? Can humans run as fast as the rotation of the Earth?
I don't think so. Kasi when
That's
you're driving
what they
so
were
far,
trying
diba?
To do
is
the
it
cruise?
Even possible?
What?
Hindi kasi like, kunyari, let me put it this way. When we were in Maldives... Nandun kami sa ilalim ng umbrella. But then the sun was moving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the shadow of the sun was also moving.
Uh-huh.
So every so often, we need to kind of like scoot the lounge chairs
yeah.
para you're still under the shade. And it's quite slow.
Did you watch The Croods?
Yeah.
Yeah, diba? That was the same concept. Diba? They don't understand darkness yet. And sunlight. So, every time they would fear when darkness would follow them.
And diba, the sun was moving very slow.
Yeah.
So, technically, you can walk.
You can...
If there was a path.
You didn't even need to run. Like, kunyari nandun yung limit ng sun dun sa... You can literally, probably walk the same
with it.
Pace as the rotation of the earth. Mind-blowing though. And Renren Goway said something similar. Magbubuka ko ng flight to go to the country na gabi pa and keep flying, you know, keep going to the dark.
So in short, mayaman siya.
Oo nga eh.
Mayaman
ka. Daming yung budget.
At jet lag galore
yun. Wait, you remember kanina when I mentioned yung sa water world?
Yeah.
It was, so how... bad it is to drink salt water. In water world, what they distilled was their urine pala.
Yuck!
Yeah.
And technically, you can live off of urine for a few days.
What makes all these things yucky, like mud and wee-wee and whatever yucky liquid, are the ones that are in the water. It's basically water with
something in them.
Solutes? Solutes, diba? Solvent is the water. Solute are the... materials.
Okay.
So that's what makes it grow. So when you take it out, it's just water.
So you just have to find a way to take it
kahit
out.
Kahit anong gross yun, tanggalin mo lang yung, ano, yung solid material.
Too big.
And you're left with water. It's always water. So technically, no? Pwede. We and other fluids.
Pawis.
Pawis
Marquez,
is just water.
The boxer. He
doesn't distill it. It's
he just drinks his urine.
Pure wee-wee. He does though. Adonis Mabangis says, Maximo says, if you're a slave, tell your master, beat the heat. Just tell him that. Make
beat
sure.
The heat.
Yeah, tell your master, beat the heat, I want you to beat the heat.
Pag slave ka.
Pag slave ka. It only works. You have to have a master for that. Hamilcar says, make an ice tube necklace.
An ice tube necklace.
Kuha ka ng lubid, tas iba ice tube may butas.
Mm-mm.
So you just slid it in, and then you'll make a necklace. Wag lang matutunaw. Because then you'll just have
malamang matutunaw, di ba?
You'll just have a wet rope around your neck. What's that? It used to be an ice tube necklace.
It used to help me feel cold.
Yeah,
but
now
no
it
longer.
Makes me look silly and wet. Camilo says, tumabi sa malamig na bangkay.
Ayun.
Kasi alam mo,
I'm warm.
Kasi cadavers aren't really cold naman, di ba? They're colder.
They're room temperature.
Living people. Pero they're not cold like ice, are they?
No, only when they're in the morgue, I guess.
In the ref.
Yeah, but this is still
are
the
they
same.
Put in refs, ba?
They're in a cold place, so they some won't rot, di ba? Some morgue.
Pero the moment they're in the casket na, they start decomposing.
Yeah.
Unless you have, di ba, may formalin. So.
Right.
It takes a while.
So, naninigas muna sila.
Actually, maninigas muna right after death. Rigor mortis.
Tapos
lalambot. After rigor mortis leaves, they go a little limp na naman.
Okay.
Tapos you put the formalin so that...
Titigas na naman.
Formalin?
Yeah. Formalin?
Yeah nga.
Yeah.
Pwede rin semi-formalin. Pag yung hindi masyado, kanyari hindi naman sa ballroom, pwede rin semi-formalin. Pwede rin casual chiclin.
Ayan.
Pwede rin yun.
Smart casual chiclin.
Smart casualin.
Short casualin.
Smart casual.
Pwede rin yan.
Pwede yan. Rugged lin.
So, minsan walang budget kasi, diba? Saka sa rugged lin.
Beachwear lin. And the top. Way to beat the heat comes from Adonis Mabangis.
Adonis Mabangis says,
I'll hide in Uranus.
Oh!
The planet.
Because it's the last planet.
Balanet.
Balanet?
It's a planet. Balanet? Alam mo kasi tumatawid.
Kasi,
it's the last planet, diba?
No.
Third to the last. Second to the last.
Malayo pa ako.
Kasi wala ng Pluto eh.
Pero may Neptune pa.
So, second to the last.
Second to the last. So, Uranus is a gas giant. It's filled with... Uranus is filled with gas.
Yeah, a lot of gas.
Toxic gases.
Mm-hmm.
So you
can die.
You will
die.
So be careful of Uranus. There you go. The top 10 ways to beat the heat. Just keep an RX. Face your entrance.
Ay, just go.
Ikaw ha, nababasa ko mga tweets mo. Ha? Mga sumbong-sumbong ka dyan.
Sumbong ko sa kanila. Wala akong magawa dito eh.
Ewan ko sa inyo. The top 10 ways to beat the heat, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #BeatTheHeat. And thank you to everyone who's
been
hashtagging. We're actually
Woo-hoo!
Trending in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Thank you. Monts Radio RX 93.1. And like I promised last hour, we got news on Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
Well, allegedly, she found her wedding to Brad Pitt, quote, stressful. The star's wedding planner, Kevin Lee, masterminded the actress's nuptials to A-list star Brad back in 2000. Now, Kevin has also reportedly been signed up to assist Jennifer with her upcoming nuptials to actor Justin Theroux. He revealed the 44-year-old actress has asked him to create a very different look and feel for her second marriage ceremony. Kevin explained to British magazine Grazia, they won't be blowing millions on an over-the-top wedding with hundreds of people they barely know. Brad wanted that when she married him, and she got caught up with having a huge day. It was ultimately so stressful that she couldn't really take time to enjoy it. So it's going to be small and low-key so they feel relaxed. Now, Kevin, who is also a close friend of Jennifer, said she is very excited for her big day. The date hasn't yet been set, but sources say the couple have advised friends and family to await an imminent call. And so I think that's also the celebrity's way of heading off the media.
I guess.
They say there's no date, but there actually is.
Yeah.
A lot of them get married when people are not looking. And they try to just go, surprise, we got married. Like Beyonce and Jay-Z, they never really officially announced that they got married. But obviously they did.
Especially since she wants this one to be low-key.
Low-key.
Unlike the first wedding.
And apparently, well, of course, this is according to the wedding coordinator,
mm-hmm.
that Brad wanted a huge wedding. Maybe Brad is like Pinoy, like all the relatives, all the friends, all the barangay should be part of the wedding.
And
nothing wrong with that if that's what you want. But I guess if one partner
is not
into that, it might
Which
be.
Is a little weird because it's usually the girl who would make all these decisions.
Wants a big wedding, right?
Who would want the big wedding.
Yeah.
And then in that case, it was Brad.
It was Brad, surprisingly. All right, so that's the news for this hour. Next up, we've got news on Madonna. Apparently, there's a war of words between the Malawi president and Madonna. The Malawi president was calling Madonna a bully, and she's calling her a liar. Whoa. We'll give you more of that later. But for now, you're still on The Morning Rush. Actually, the CAC show.
Yeah.
Playing soccer. Only here on Summer's Hottest, Moss Radio, RX 93.1. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. All right, thank you very much to Mr. Maria for suggesting the top 10 ways to beat the heat.
Can I just say hello and good morning to Chino Luipio, Ezra Laksamana, and Denise Aguado. They're all locked in on their way to Bataan.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, hello. Good morning.
Hi.
And let's start off with... Okay, let's see here.
What you
I hate
got?
This bed.
What you got over there?
Candy Crush, I hate you.
Okay. Let's start off with Avria Chocolat. Mahihiga ako sa kama na puno ng menthol candy.
Parang wala naman magagawa.
Oo nga. Tsaka until you eat
until
it.
Until you put it in your
it's
mouth.
It's not cold.
Tapos naging mo ng Diet Coke.
Sasabog ka.
Sasabog.
Totoo ba yun?
They say.
Apparently.
Really?
Yeah. Diba,
that's what they...
Diba they tested it? Hindi naman daw.
In Mythbusters, they tested
they
it. It I don't know.
I think it fizzled lung or something.
I don't know.
Diba sabi nga nila, don't drink Mentos. I don't eat Mentos.
Ay,
drink
Coke.
Sasabog daw chan mo.
What? Cool.
They played with that sa Wreck-It Ralph. If you watch Wreck-It Ralph, diba?
Yeah.
They played with the idea.
And Avria Chocolat says, easy lang yan. To beat the heat, I'll tell my boyfriend, cool off muna
tayo.
Taguan Pong says, papasok ako sa puso mo. Total, cold ka naman sa akin.
May init na yung pag pumasok.
Hindi pa rin.
Kung cold talaga eh.
Pag cold ka talaga, cold ka talaga.
Cold talaga.
Yellow.
Wala.
Si Coengtor says, they say sweating actually makes you cooler. So, what do you say we sweat together?
That's so
treadmill, sabay.
Oo nga.
Kaya sabay silang magpapawis.
Mag-basketball sila.
Basketball sila.
Dikitan, di ba? Post, oh. Post play. Post.
Teka lang, sino ba itong mga magkasamang to? Ba't magbabasketball sila together?
Oo nga naman, Dre. Sino magbasketball together?
Ha? Kami ni Gino, nagbabasketball kami sa hapon sa court namin. Ngayon hindi pwede. Lonely nga ako ngayon. In the afternoon. I was like, Gino, let's... Ay, you have your ACL.
Diba?
I have no one to play.
Sa bahay na lang kayo. Mag-treadmill. Hindi rin pwede.
Hindi rin pwede.
Hindi rin pwede.
Cristiano Reynaldo says, magtatanim ako ng mais sa Antarctica. Corn.
Oh. Oh.
Para pag hinarvest ko...
Mais con hielo.
Sarap!
Kulang na lang.
Gatas.
Kailangan i-have...
Asukal.
Cold cow. Dapat meron ka rin Arctic.
Dugong.
May kasama ng cow doon. Paano yung sukal? Paano yung sugar?
Yung sugar.
Okay, ako. Ay.
Wow.
Ikaw, ha?
Ikaw.
Kasi sweet.
Kasi sweet.
Asar. Jeje Boy says, ugaliing laging maglabas ng init pagkagising at bago matulog.
Paano yan?
Yung exercise, yung pause. Nilalabas mo yung init.
Mag-stretching. Ano ba yung tawag nila before nung panahon mo?
Stretching.
Calisthenics.
Ah, calisthenics. Oh. Pero ang calisthenics, hindi, pero ang calisthenics, it's not just stretching.
Okay.
May kasamang warm-up, yung mga...
Warm-up. Hindi ko na inabutan yan.
May kasamang yung mga jogging in place, jumping jacks, kasama yun sa calisthenics.
And lower, yung mga
ganun.
And
lower. Touch your toes, touch your sky. Touch your toes, touch your sky.
Ganun?
Well, not really. Also, Cheska Dizon says... Lulublub ako sa higanting drum ng mango shake. Wow, parang
sarap. Wow, sarap. Ooh, speaking of which.
Jonas, no?
Uy.
Uy. When I was in, a few weeks ago, when I was in Cambodia.
Yeah.
They'd sell mango shake for like 75 cents.
What? How much is that?
Converted to dollars, so it's like what, 30 pesos?
30 pesos.
Tapos ang lalaki.
Not bad.
Ang laki nung mango shake nila.
Oh, wow.
Sa mura lang. As in anywhere you go to.
Parang
in Cambodia.
To what do you call this? Swim in a pool of... Ice cold buko juice.
Wag naman ice cold.
Okay.
Na,
but,
really cold buko juice.
Kasi imagine okay, kahit gaano kainit, cold. Ice cold. Imagine mo, jumping into a pool na ice cold.
Eh,
hypothermia.
So okay, fine. Cold lang.
Cool.
Cool.
Yes. Wag rin cold. Camilo says, mag-hangout lang ako with Sarah Hernandez. Kasi cool lang. Cool lang.
She!
Cool lang.
Cool talaga.
Cool,
cool ka lang.
Cool ka lang.
Oh, diba? Oh, wala namang masama
cool
doon.
Cool ka.
And Elliot wow. Girl says, ipapa-repeal ko yung law para wala nang indecent exposure. Pwede ka maglakad ng naka-naked.
Naka-naked?
Even if you're naka-naked, okay lang.
Okay ka na dun. Ready ka na. Commando ka today, di ba?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I have my Star Spangled undies.
Paano ko nag-BS? Kanina commando, sige naka-Star
Spangled. And then, I was just joking. I do have. Pero totoo siya, Star Spangled.
Pinakita niya
siya. Okay.
It is, di ba?
It is.
Like the American flag.
And really tiny. What is that?
In that, oh. Those are the stars.
Oh, the stars. Tiny.
I didn't even mean that. I meant so your underwear.
The stars.
So small underwear, right?
Small stars.
Small underwear. Kasi maliit ang waistline ko.
Oh! Okay.
Snap. Pero ano siya, American flag in honor of Delamar.
Oh! So she's still here with us in
spirit
and shorts.
In underwear.
Yeah.
She's here in underwear.
In Chico's underwear.
In my... Ay! Does not sound good, Sarah.
Sorry, I go back now.
And also, the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to beat the heat comes from... Chenong.
Chenong says...
Eh, di madali lang. Kakain ako. To cool myself. Kakain ako ng penne.
Ha? Huh?
Penne pasta. Ano ba plural ng penne?
Penne?
Penne pastas.
Yeah. Penne pastas? Tama. Penne pastas.
Oh, pastas.
Mga...
Kasi...
Mga penne.
Mga penne.
Mga penne. Di ba?
O maraming penne.
Many penne.
Many
penne. Many penne.
Mene penne. Mene penne. Yung ano, yung secretary ni James Bond.
Mene penne.
So, okay.
Mommy!
What?
I don't know myself anymore.
Pasta lang naman yun eh. Ano bang nireklamo mo? It's pasta.
Pastas. Kasi madami nga, di ba?
Pasta. Not slow, ah.
Okay.
Pasta.
Pasta. Pasta. Okay, so the top 10 ways to beat the heat. If you want to join us, key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag beat the heat. It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush,
part 3.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. And we've got our Top 10 for today. Thank you very much to Mr. Maria for suggesting the Top 10 ways to beat the heat.
Yuck.
All right. So let's start off with, let me see here. Let's start off with Dren Friends.
Dren Friends says,
"Lulunok ako ng isang bloke."
Yaka na ba?
Ng isang bloke ng yelo.
Kaya ba
yan? Spelling kasi
isang bloke ng
yellow. You know, you have to pardon me because I'm British.
British.
I'm British. And my
youth.
My youth.
Your youth?
In England.
Yes.
Was pretty hard to shake off.
Oh, okay.
So, bloke. I call my friends bloke.
Hello there, bloke. Okay.
Avria Chocolate says, "How to beat the heat? Pipigilan ko ang puso kong magmahal. I've got this icebox where my heart is."
Oh, Marian.
Relax naman. Chenong says, "Mag-ano na ako?
Ano?
Magpo-postpaid na ako.
Oh.
Para I can only cool and text."
Ay.
Nakakaasa.
Ay,
nako. Only cool ka
lang. Only cool na. Okay yun. Okay yun.
Cool ka na rin nun.
Kinetter says, "Magiging, tatakbo akong presidente at pagpangulo na ako, lalagyan ko ng bubong ang buong Pilipinas para covered court lang ang peg natin."
Di ba pwedeng centralized aircon na rin?
Magastos.
Iba-vote kita kung ganun.
Sasarado mo pa yun eh.
At least covered court, parang wala lang. Imagine mo, EDSA, parang whoa.
Oh, covered. Dilim.
Ayaw nga naman dilim. Paano ako magsasunbathing sa Boracay kung covered court?
Yeah, paano yun?
Mahirap nga naman.
Doon sa taas ng bubong.
Sa bubong ka. Eh, pero mainit yung bubong. Mapapasa yung likod mo.
Kaya may banig, diba?
Ano?
Baning?
Banig!
Ha? Di ba sabi niya bading? Ay, sinabi niya kaya nga may bading, no? Ha? Ano? Ihiga ka dun sa bading? Ilalatag mo yung bading kasi higa ka dun.
May banig!
Did you hear bading?
I heard bading.
I said banig.
Okay, sino yung bading yung sinasabi mo?
Di ko rin alam.
Ha? Dre, ha? Sobra, sobra.
Yung pool na bading?
Sino?
Hihigaan mo yung
may specific
bading?
Ka ata in mind.
Wala nga.
Ha?
Hingarap tayo na pool na bading.
Parang may twinkle in your eyes.
May naalala ko, diba?
Ka?
Oh, parang may kilig na kasama.
Imagine pa lang nga higaan yung bading.
Bading.
Masarap siguro higaan yun.
And, ay, Dre. Okay. Dine Girl says, "Hindi ko na huhubaran sa isip ko si Daniel Matsunaga para mabawasan naman ang hotness niya." Huwag niyo huwag ginagawa si Daniel.
Mahuhulog na naman yung headset ko nang walang tulong. Kahapon, we were talking about Daniel Matsunaga. Sabi ko, ay. Tapos biglang nahulog yung headset.
Sleep on cue, nahilig yun.
Grabe. Nahilag.
Kinetter says, "Hahantingin ko si Big Bad Wolf ng Three Little Pigs."
Okay.
"Itatali ko siya sa tapat ng bed ko."
O, tapos?
Para siyang electric fan.
Ah, kasi blow na blow siya.
Puff and blow your house down. Mm-hmm. So at least meron kang Big Bad Wolf na... Camilo says, "Itatapat ko muna yung right hand ko, left hand ko sa aircon."
Okay.
"Para makaproduce ako ng ice cream." Kasi yun ang pangluluto niya ng ice cream. Niluluto mo yung ice cream. You'll use it to mix the ice cream. Alam niyo yung ice cream maker?
Yung totoo?
Yung totoo.
No, the portable ones.
No.
You put all the ingredients
no.
there.
No, yeah. How's
tapos
that?
The whole day, hindi man the whole day, for a few minutes, you just keep turning the knob.
So, to make ice cream? Uh-oh.
As in, just keep
do you
turning
have a certain
it.
Temperature that you need?
Itsura niya para siyang, ano, para siyang rice cooker.
Okay. It's tapos like merong may knob siya
you
sa
put
taas.
All the ingredients inside lang. Tapos there's just parang, what do you call that?
Yung
it's a circular knob na.
Yeah. Ay, alam mo yung ganyan yung cutter. Alam mo yung ganyan yung
ikot ka ng ikot. Ikot ka ng ikot. Tapos,
yung pag parang, yun.
Ha?
Yeah, parang ganun. May parang
ganun. Yung nabibili mo sa Home TV Shopping Channel.
Yes, exactly. Tapos, at the end of it, parang pag nararamdaman mo na tumitigas na siya.
Wait, but do you need a certain temperature for that? No,
no, no. You do that inside na. Oh, parang basta something.
Tapos it'll slowly freeze?
Harden.
Oh.
Tapos medyo nakakangawit sa kamay.
So, yeah. Igot ka lang.
Eventually, titigas din yun.
Igot mo lang.
You can stop. Parang hindi na mangawit yung
kamay mo.
And then, pag bukas mo, voila, ice cream
na.
Wow.
Super, as in, you can actually buy that online.
Really?
Ice cream maker. Even kids can do it.
Lots of effort. Just go to just buy ice cream.
Hindi, pero mas fun kasi.
You imagine can make your own flavor kasi.
You just put in strawberries, yeah. Milk, whatever. And then like, mix, ice cream. And Dren Fran says, put ice cubes in Uranus.
Dadalhin mo pa doon?
Sa Earth na lang.
Diba?
Para lumamig
layo
na
naman.
Bakit Uranus pa?
Oo,
diba?
Tapos,
tsaka malamig
baka
na doon.
Baka malamig na nga doon.
Ang layo na niya sa sun.
Oo.
But the gas makes it hot. So, kailangan mo lagi ng ice para lumamig. Pagpupunta ka nga doon.
Pagpupunta ka lang doon.
Pag gusto mo lang.
At saka marami ng, di ba like Saturn?
Yeah.
The rings are made of ice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ice particles and other stuff, I guess. Like stones.
Rocks.
By the way, sabi ni Poklong, bading daw nahihigaan, maraming gusto mag-apply.
Ay, naku.
Bumalik ka doon?
Ewan ko.
Nabasa ko eh.
Ewan ko sa inyo. Babalik ba
doon? You're on your own, kids. Cristiano Reynaldo says, pupunta ako ng Holland at hahanap ako ng dalawang pogi.
Oy.
Huh?
Mm-mm. Para makatikim naman ako ng double Dutch.
The top.
Pwede na yung flavor na yun ng ice cream.
O sige, the top way to beat the heat comes from Ilad Villanueva.
Ilad Villanueva says,
very simple.
Okay.
Magdo-deodorant ako para mawala ang heat.
Oo nga naman.
Di ba? Para mawala ang
alam
heat.
Alam na alam niyo yung sinasabi niyo.
Para mawala ang heat.
Mm.
That's how you beat the heat. Just Key and R. If you want to join us for the top 10 ways to beat the heat, Key and RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931.
Ano mas effective? Spray, roll-on.
Ano?
So, or tawas.
Tawas.
Oh.
Ano mas effective?
Any. Spray. Para meron kang burst of coolness. Spray it, diba?
Yeah.
Sarap din yun. Just make sure you include #TheMorningRush and #BeatTheHeat.
Here we go, some Lamar, The Way Love Goes. Right here on The Morning Rush, you got Chico, you got Andre and Sarah for the CAC show. Right here on RX 93.1.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. And, okay, Dre.
What's up?
I need you to turn me up just a little itty-bitty bit.
Okay.
I mean this one.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
There you
just
go.
Just an itty-bitty.
I'm turning you
itchy
up.
Itchy-bitchy.
Itchy. Okay, there you go. I turned you up.
I'm itchy-bitchy more. One last. Itchy-bitchy.
Are you turned up?
Okay. Hi to Chef Sharwin. He says hi to both of you.
Hello, Chef Char. Hello, good morning. Oh, my goodness. You should taste his, like,
his is what?
No, wait.
Ay, naku.
Sobra.
No, his fried rice was really yummy.
No, it's a noise.
It's a noise.
Pasta chips.
What?
Pasta chips?
Pasta chips. Ay, nako. Promise.
Parang yung pasta kanina ba yan?
Makakalimutan mo pangalan mo.
Hindi penne.
Penne. Hindi siya penne.
Hindi penne.
Ay, nako. Pwede rin. Depende sa pasta.
Okay.
Pero promise.
Sige.
So nice. Okay. We've got news on the celebrity who loves donuts.
Who says?
Si Madonna.
Ay, nako.
I resign.
Sorry. So, Madonna traveled to Africa on Easter Sunday to meet orphans and check on educational projects that have been funded through her charity. However, the visit was mired by an airport controversy, or as us British people say, controversy, in which the pop star reportedly demanded VIP status. Then the office of Malawi President Joyce Banda issued a scathing letter slamming the singer. Now, Madonna was allegedly deeply angered when airport officials made her stand with other passengers before she was frisked by security. In reaction to these reports, Banda's office issued a strong statement chastising her. Quote, as the letter reads, granted Madonna is a famed international musician, but that does not impose an injunction of obligation on any government under whose territory Madonna finds herself, including Malawi, to give her state treatment. Such treatment, even if she deserved it, is discretionary, not obligatory. Now, the letter also accuses the singer of bullying state officials and shoots down Madonna's claims that her charity has constructed 10 schools in the country, stating that she merely funded the refurbishment of several classrooms at existing educational facilities. And the letter also suggests that Madonna, quote, wants Malawi to be forever chained to the obligation of gratitude. Now, the pop star rebuffed with a statement of her own, declaring and branding the content of Banda's letters as lies, denying she demanded any special treatment. She writes, I'm saddened that Malawi's president Joyce Banda has chosen to release lies about what we've accomplished, my intentions, how I personally conducted myself while visiting Malawi, and other untruths. So it's a she says,
yeah,
she says,
yeah, yeah,
wow.
But these are heavy accusations. I mean, to claim that
she,
what new schools?
You just
refurbished some classrooms.
So
but she claims that, you know, it's actual schools. And remember, so, she has adopted two children
from Malawi. So how are we going to find out, though, what the real score?
Well,
eventually.
It'll come out eventually.
I mean, short of her really showing us which schools and have pictures and everything.
Yeah, that's
kind of strange. Because it's like, look at what I've done.
Yeah.
But you put her in a corner. I mean, sometimes, you know.
That's the only way.
Just like Oprah, remember with what country by yun? She's got schools in South Africa or something.
Kenya? Mm.
She also has like schools in Africa. So it's going to be quite. And remember, like, her last name, the Malawi president, is Banda, which is also the last name of Madonna's
the
kid,
child?
David Banda. So, or maybe it's a very common Malawian name.
Not donut.
Not donut.
No,
donut.
Hold on a second, though. According to Markina, you're not actually quite wrong with that one because Madonna did work in a donut store in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
She's very famous. She was kicked out, though, because she would squirt donuts or donut jelly all over the customers. So she was sacked.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm having images.
But right. You were on point with that one.
Exactly. She's Madonna.
Madonna.
So, that's it. One more news bit next hour, but for now, you're still on the CAC show.
Yeah.
With a soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
CAC
football. That's what the team is called.
Yeah.
If you want to know more, tune in next hour only here on Summer's Hottest Monster Radio RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, time for the Top 10 for today.
Okay.
It's in slow motion.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much to Mr. Maria for suggesting this. The Top 10 Ways to Beat the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Since it's punishingly hot the past couple of days. Can we just greet Don Camote saying, please greet the document management team of IBM GPS Shared Services. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Saying hi also to Michelle Feldog, saying hello to Annalyn, to May, to G. Hello. Thanks, guys, for tuning in.
Thank you. All right. Let's do the top 10 ways to beat the heat. Starting off with Astro Boy. Magpapa-aching ako sa ibang tao.
Huh?
Para magkasipon ako. So I'll have the cold.
Ay, nako. Astro Boy.
And Astro Boy also said, magpapakasal ako sa taong hindi ko masyadong mahal para on my wedding day, I'll get
the cold sheet.
Cold feet.
Cold shower?
Ano cold shower?
Hindi yun yung sinasabi ko.
Grabe itong
sinasabi ko.
Mami. Cold feet lang.
No.
Ito cold shower.
Ravishing Ren says, mag-iimbento ako ng backpack na may aircon. This actually sounds good.
Backpack na may aircon?
Ang so, laki-laki nun.
Hindi, sabi ko parang, di ba, you have
something for... They do have the backpacks na may sound system na, so...
But wow, you have to have the whole...
Di, parang speakers.
O sa bagay, mine, I do have backpack may speakers.
Yeah, yeah.
You can hook up your
iPod.
iPod there. Rusty Clicker says, maglalagay ako ng juice na naka-dextrose 24 hours. Naka-ano, parang...
Paano kung hindi malamig?
Bakit juice?
Or iced tea?
Paano kung hindi siya malamig?
Hindi, dapat malamig.
Paano yung use nun? But you wouldn't be able to taste it.
Hindi, pero...
Why malamig? Not just cold water?
Malamig. O nga, no, pwede naman water.
Hindi, wala. Kasi hindi mo malalasahan, di ba?
Ewan ko dito kay Rusty Clicker.
Basta malamig. May ice pa yung ano, yung, what do you call this? Dextrose?
Dextrose.
The itself.
Yeah.
Para malamig.
The IV.
New IV yun.
Oscar De La Hopia says, pupunta sa motel, malakas ang aircon nila, I heard.
Mm-hmm. At saka hindi nagpa-brown out.
He heard that. I wouldn't
Did
know.
You also hear that?
No!
I wouldn't know.
First-hand experience.
I don't know anything also. Oh. They also say it has good pancit.
They have really good pancit.
Yeah.
They have really
In
good
all fairness, Andre, he's just confirming everything.
At saka yung karikaring dagat.
No! Because they live near there.
Karikaring dagat.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Oh. Yung pancit masarap.
Pero
kung mag-drive-thru kasi doon, bumili lang ng pancit.
Talaga?
Yeah.
Some people actually have like delivery.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Just for the food.
Maya.
You can do that. That's why there's mga motor nila that have delivery.
Yeah. Because why would you, diba? Like, if it's only for the people in the motel, they wouldn't need delivery.
Though. Right.
But some people really have food delivery.
Or you can drop. Really good. You can drop by and just order from your car.
And then take home, which is I'm sure what everyone.
So pag kunyari na huli, bata kita kita lumiko ka dun sa. Hindi lang ano lang ko ng drive through. Nang food.
Pinikap ko lang yung food.
Yung food. Ang pinikap
ko. Pinikap ko lang yung food.
And Cristiano Ronaldo says, pipitikin ko yung tenga ni Kim Jong-un.
Okay.
Tapos sasabihin ko, hindi ako yun, yung penguin yun. Para pasabugin niya Antarctica. Ayun, lalamig ang Earth.
Magandang ideya yan.
Medyo magulo yung, ano, pero oo.
Pero, I think it could work.
Chanong says, magpo-post ako ng pic na naka-topless at semi-bottomless si Daniel Macho Naga.
What?
Eh, di lalo uminit.
Oo nga.
Oo nga.
Doesn't work that way, ha?
Itago na lang. Tago na lang natin
itago
siya.
Itago natin. OMG Ann says, sisigaw ako ng sisigaw. Eh, di ice cream. Di ba? Pag sumigaw ka na sumigaw, eh di ice cream.
This is a sound effect of my show that I use. I want to use it now. Ito lang. Ayun. Okay, here. This is for you, Chico.
Ayun.
Ayun.
Oh, speaking of, Chenong says, magpapatira ako kay Iceman. Yung mga ice cubes na.
Yeah.
Parang
masakit yun ah.
In English, I will have
or snow.
Him
shoot. Sino pa ba yung mga superhero na merong
malamig?
Uh-oh.
Buttercup. No. Blossom. Who's
Really?
Powerpuff Girls.
Really? I don't know.
Or is it Bubbles?
One of the
diba?
Wonder Twins, yung blogging tubig. Forms of water.
Yeah.
Captain Planet.
Yeah.
Kukunin niya yung water.
No, but one of the Powerpuff Girls. Who's the lead Powerpuff Girl?
Blossom.
Blossom can blow ice.
Really?
Yeah, it's her second power.
Oh my gosh.
She's so cool.
Yeah, this is second power.
Yeah,
she's so cool.
Una po ako loko says, magpapakulot ako para gamitan ako ng Pagoda Cool.
Yeah.
Pwede yan.
ODH says, I will put my head on your shoulder. Oh. Total, lagi mo naman akong binibigyan ng cold shoulder eh. That guy Mark X says, makipag-break sa jowa because they say life is a little colder when you're alone.
Okay.
That is true. A little bit lang naman. Mm. A little bit. Bababa Bambin says, titira ako sa South Pole because I love poles na down under. E di mag-ano ka na rin ng ano?
Saan?
Mag-swimming ka na rin doon para meron kang swimming pole.
Nakakailis!
OMG Ann says, I will buy a pen.
Okay.
Tapos, I'll name it Gwen. Para meron akong penguin.
Hindi, kala ko Gwen the pen.
Hindi, penguin.
Penguin. Tapos, malamig na.
Ha? Huh? Yeah, di ba? Pag may penguin, syempre, lalamig.
Ganun ba yun? Yung penguin yung papalamig? So naglalakad ng penguin, malamig?
Basta may penguin ka lalamig. Kasi kailangan malamig dun yung penguin.
Kaya malamig sa North Pole.
Dahil,
kasi
maraming
penguin.
Yung
mga penguin.
Kaya Hello. Pala.
Sila
nagsabi. Oh sabi sa'yo ito?
Sobrang stupid lang nung teacher ko before.
Oo naman.
Iba yung tinuro niya sa'yo.
Sabi na kasi yung position niya sa earth, di ba? Yung gano'n.
Hindi. It's because of the penguin.
Oh
penguin
pala.
Sila ang nagdadala ng lamig. Everybody knows that.
Tapos sumasayaw sila.
Yeah.
Diba? Tapos kumakanta sila, may heart song sila.
Oh, speaking of Antarctica, sabi ni Chenong, titira ako sa Antarctica.
Okay.
Magpapanggap ako na penguin. Para i-peck nila ako, diba? So, peck dun, peck dito. Peck lang ka nung
everywhere.
Peck ko. Have you ever imagined being pecked to death?
What?
Pecked to death.
Well, I saw this movie that the Hazel showed us. I Spit on Your Grave.
Right. Ah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Where the guy gets pecked.
Hello, originally, Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Birds. How fitting. Alfred Hitchcock directed Birds. The Birds.
Oh my gosh, with the pecking.
Mm, people were pecked to death.
Yeah, they were. Oh my gosh.
Paano yung tunog nun?
Hindi. Angry Birds name.
Oh, birds pa rin.
And the top, way to beat the heat, comes from Camilo.
Camilo says, patay.
Huwag ka na mag-toothbrush.
Bakit?
Stop brushing your teeth.
Bakit?
Eh di para maging yellow yung teeth mo. Eh di lalamig ka na. Di ba? Magiging yellow yung teeth mo. Oh, di ba?
Tigilan mo yan, Camille. In love, eh.
All right, so if you want to join us, the top 10 ways to beat the heat. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag the morning rush, hashtag beat the heat. Muntik ng bit the heat.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Before we do the top 10, can we just greet Nika Narvarte? Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
That's coming from Hell Girl and Louise. And Sean, hello to Sean, listening to us all the way from Kamsur.
Hi! Oh, wow! Nice.
Wakeboarding.
Are you sure?
You're in Kamsur?
Are you sure? And also, ODH, again, we greeted her earlier. Happy birthday to Wandering Henry!
Happy birthday, Wandering Henry!
All right, so the top 10 ways to beat the heat. Thank you to Mr. Maria for suggesting this topic. Let's start off with OMGN.
OMGN says,
Bibigyan kita ng mga ice cubes, tapos sugatan mo ko gamit ang mga ice cubes.
Whoa.
Para meron ako cold cuts. Di ba? Magkakasugat siya eh.
Grabe ah. Violent ah.
Violent.
Whoa.
Rusty Dicker, Clicker, Rusty Clicker says, magsuot ng butas na briefs.
Para aircon.
Or you'll have airy.
Airy areas.
Coco Hernandez says, pag mainit, masarap magpakwan.
Pakwan?
Sobra talaga. Ang sarap nun.
Watermelon.
Masarap yun. Yung malamig.
Yung
at malaki.
Malamig.
At malaki.
Doesn't matter what size. Basta malamig.
Malamig.
Kasi it's the same naman.
Yeah.
It cools you.
Seedless.
Seedless.
Yeah.
Para madali kainin, seedless.
May seedless pa ko.
Yeah.
Meron.
Mas mahal.
There is.
Oh my gosh.
They're square, diba?
All your life, you've been hassled by...
May seedful.
Oo.
Seedful ang kinakain ko.
Seed party.
Oh my gosh.
They're very deceitful.
Ang daming seeds.
Yeah.
Seryoso?
Oo.
They're so square pa, di ba?
Meron square.
Hindi ba ikaw ang bumibili sa grocery? May bumibili for you?
Yeah, pero even when I buy, it's all the watermelons have seeds.
It says there. No, they have the white seeds, but that's okay to eat.
Well, yeah.
For the seedless.
I have never.
What?
Never eaten seedless pakwan.
What?
Wow.
I barely eat fruits, but I know
tsaka
there's
blue,
seedless
diba,
pakwan.
Daw?
Blue?
Blue na pakwan. Ah, yellow.
Yellow.
Meron blue.
Huh? Yeah. Where?
Oh, Photoshop lang yun. But I saw it in a picture. Blue watermelons.
Blue watermelons.
Yeah. And Ilad Villanueva says, lalayo ako sa mga nagigiyomi kasi umiinit lalo ang ulo.
Pero cool sila, di ba? Pagka-cute yung pagkagawa nila.
Pag-cute sila talaga. Mm-mm. It is.
I've never tried watching a giyomi video.
He showed me yesterday. It was my first time ever.
What is it?
It depends on
it. Depends
doing.
Nga. Ganun talaga siya.
Yeah, I guess
depends
with any naman
it.
Di ba? Like kunyari, Gangnam Style. Pag cute yung gumagawa, matutuwa ka. Uh-oh. Pag hindi, ay inis ka. Uh-oh. Same thing. Harlem Shake, same thing. Boy Tuli says, magsiswimming ako sa pool of liquid nitrogen. good luck. Actually, that's what they use for cryogenics, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, 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 okay.
Fishmark says, kung ako si Mahal, alam mo yung, di ba, pag natutulog ka, meron kang the pillow, and then you have the hugger pillow.
Yeah.
Ang i-hugger pillow ko, ice candy. Di ba, pahama din yun. That would be cute.
Ice candy!
Mashed Plutonium says, ipapatumba ko lahat ng nagpapainit ng ulo ko. Para lumamig naman ang ulo ko ng konti. And also for Mashed Plutonium, ipapakidnap ko si Anggun at itatago ko siya.
Bakit?
Alam naman natin that Anggun can make snow fall on the Sahara. Jim Kirk says, magtatayo ako ng Winnie the Pooh-inspired wet spa.
Sorry, Winnie the Pooh inspired?
Wet spa.
So the Pooh, wet spa. Diba? Maganda yun. Diba? Parang nandun si Tigger.
Yeah.
Nandun si Piglet. Mm. Si Rabbit. Mm. Si
Very good for the
Robin.
Kids spa, diba?
To begin with, walang problema si Pooh kasi he only wears a shirt, right?
He doesn't have anything under. Yeah.
Bottomless siya.
Bottomless.
Ready na siya, for the spa.
Bottomless siya.
The bottomless Pooh.
And Juan Lorena Palma says, pupunta ako sa Puerto Galera. Get an ice cold beer. Hanap ka ng kahukap to eradicate the long dry spell.
I've never been to Galera.
Ever?
Because he's always in Boracay.
Ever.com.
Seriously?
Really? Yeah. No, really?
Did you know?
No, I've never been to Galera.
Did you know that we were the first time I've ever been to Galera? It was a magical.
Why? Moment. What Why? Happened?
No, I was with my barkada.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And we were eating in a restaurant.
Okay.
And then we started talking about Puerto Galera.
Okay.
And then everyone was like, have you been to Puerto Galera? People are talking about it. And we're like, no, never. What about you? No, never. What about you? No, never. Wanna go? Okay, let's. As in, seriously.
That moment, you guys...
From the restaurant,
no.
We went to Puerto Galera.
Spur of the moment.
Promise.
Wow.
And for me, it was one of the most fun, spontaneous... Well, we had clothes because we were supposed to go wakeboarding in Batangas.
Uh-uh.
So, we were supposed to go wakeboarding there. So, instead of wakeboarding, we went to Batangas. Instead,
and then?
I mean...
You went to Mindoro.
Port, went to Mindoro. For the first time, we didn't even know how to get there.
That's fine.
As we were on the road, since general area naman, Batangas, diba? So, we just decided, so, okay, how do we get there? We were calling people up.
Yeah.
So, what do we ride? Etc. Yeah. It was so much fun.
How long were you there for?
Just overnight.
Nice.
Wow.
Because we were supposed to go wakeboarding and then come day trip. Pero, diba, you'd have clothes with you, eh. I was just so much fun. So much fun.
Sabi ni Ilan Villanueva, si Chico Garcia ang naka-discover sa isla ng Puerto Galera.
That is not true. Meron pa rin ng Puerto Galera. Meron na. Pero wala pang beach.
Wala pa
yung sand, mga bato pa. And the top way to beat the heat comes from Cristiano Reynaldo.
Cristiano Reynaldo says,
hello, simple lang. To beat the heat, tatabihan ko si Mike Posner.
Cool.
Kasi he's cooler than me. Very simple. Tatabihan ko lang siya. He's cooler than me. So if you want to join us for the top 10 ways to beat the heat, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
All right, and here we go. Time for the final news bit for today, at least as far as
The Morning Rush is
concerned.
Or the CAC show.
Amanda Bynes has been having a tough few months. She has made headlines for wandering dazed and confused around Times Square with a shirt over her head, piercing both her cheeks, and tweeting that she wanted Drake to murder her lady parts.
What?
Yeah. But things have seemingly gone from bad to worse in the ex-Nickelodeon star's life. As she tweeted today, I don't speak to my parents anymore. They don't talk to reporters on my behalf. Don't believe anything you read about me unless I tweet it. So people are thinking that maybe this is the time she should be speaking with her mom and dad. It seems the 27-year-old's tweet may have come in response to a story which claims that her parents were very upset by remarks Kim Kardashian made recently while serving as a guest host for Chelsea Lately earlier in the week. The E-Reality star gave a shout-out to Bynes, asking, "Am I the only one that's obsessed with her new makeover?" She went on to say that Bynes looks amazing with her blonde hair and those nails. Just to be clear, Bynes isn't mad at Kim. Mm-hmm. "I love the beautiful Kardashian sisters," she tweeted. However, Bynes is mad at her parents for expressing their concern. According to Radar Online's report, a source close to the situation explained, "Amanda's parents hope that people, including Kim, would show empathy towards their daughter at this time. Even if Kim was joking about Amanda's appearance, it really isn't funny. Amanda is in trouble and she doesn't need to be a punchline in a joke." So, this is a little sad, given that Amanda Bynes was actually the talented one.
Yeah, she was always my favorite in all that Nickelodeon.
And like Nickelodeon slash Disney,
yeah,
you know, like
the kids
Bynes,
would usually
Miley Cyrus,
go off track. Yeah.
What was the other one? Bare Naked.
She was actually very funny.
Like, yeah, she was.
She was the
she
funny
still
one.
She is, yeah. Who are you looking for?
Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff.
There.
But Hillary Duff is doing fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, pero diba, of all of them, parang Amanda was the one who actually had genuine
talent. Yeah.
She could sing, she could act, she could, you know.
What's that movie, She's the Man?
Yeah.
She
was
hot. With a very young Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yep.
He was talagang super bago pa lang siya nun. So it's sad that she's unraveling like this. Parang the people who were coming out the same time as she did are doing pretty
doing
well. Miley
well right
Cyrus,
now.
Hillary Duff, they're okay.
But also her parents, she can't really blame them. They're quite concerned for her, it
of
seems.
Course.
That's why they're
these
talking.
These are your parents, diba?
So,
sad news, but hopefully she finds a way to
get
overcome
back from
all
it,
of these.
Well, if Lindsay Lohan is still alive, I guess we all have a chance.
That's true. That's true. That is true. So if you want to hear more news tidbits, watch for next hour's update, courtesy of Francesca on LiveWire with Rico Robles. But for now, you've got the final hour of the CAC show, only here on Summer's Hottest, Monster Radio, RX 93.1.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Happy.
All right, so we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Mr. Maria, the top 10 ways to beat the heat. Okay, so let's start off with, let's see here.
What you find there?
Okay, for any boy says, "Hindi ko kukulitin si wife para walang lambingan sa gabi." Kasi pag may lambingan, umiinit. And also, what?
But
Better Angelica says, "Bubuksan ang two-door ref with freezer at umupo sa harap habang nagi-internet, sabay stolen shot. Perfect DP." Yung
display photo.
Display photo. Ma? Hmm?
Huh?
Pero kala ko wala namang effect yung ref.
I know. You know what they say mas effective?
What?
Yung to put, let's say, a bowl of ice in front of your electric
face.
Fan.
Oh.
That's why they have those electric fans where you put water.
Where you put water. It actually works.
Or the
really?
The mist machine, whatever thing.
Yung blowers.
So, electric fan. Kasi basically, it gives you the air. Pero pag mainit ang panahon, mainit rin yung air. So, if you put a bowl of ice, it will parang...
It'll cool it first.
It'll cool it first eh. It's the same concept talaga as air conditioning.
Diba? Hey, not bad.
And Cristiano Reynaldo says, "Itatago ko si Colby Calle." Kasi she's brighter than the sun eh.
Ay.
When John Tweets says, "Uupo ako sa isang bloke ng ice, butt naked." Naku, ice
masakit yan.
"At malayo sa super hot na si Chico Garcia." I just had to put that in.
Next.
Wala ko narinig the second part actually. You lost me at Blokin ng Ice.
Whatever.
You lost me there.
Wait, pero that's that's used as a form of torture.
To sit on
ice
a block of ice?
Even here in the Philippines before, supposedly.
Sa
military check. Sa military before, yung mga political prisoners, they would make them sit on ice. Naked.
Oh.
Tapos eventually, your skin will turn black.
Yeah. As in it's, they say it's like,
di ba nga,
it'll peel off.
Pain.
When you get a, what do you call it, a cube of ice, and then you lick it, sometimes it stays there.
Try holding it in the palm of your hand.
It'll stick
it's
there.
It's painful.
Yeah.
It's not just cold, it's painful. Eventually, you will really like have to drop it.
Cause ice burns.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So can you imagine sitting on a block of ice? That's a form of torture in the military.
Especially for guys, diba?
Yeah, kasi, among other things. I am Alex E says, I will freeze my waterbed.
Oh.
Wow. Because it becomes an ice bed.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
That's not comfortable though.
But it will slowly melt.
Kasi malamig, tsaka bako-bako. It will freeze in the form of the... Diba like ice, it's never flat naman. Sometimes may bako-bako siya. And I am Alex E says, gagalitin ko at aasarin si Frosty the Snowman para tirahin niya ako ng snowballs.
Para si Iceman lang.
Snow, eh. He'll get chunks of snowballs tapos ibabato niya sa'yo. Yeah.
Snow fight?
Snowball fight. Sentient Joys says, magsusuot ako ng makapal na jacket, makapal na scarf, at makapal na boots. It's all in the mind. Beat the heat with your mind. Reverse psychology.
Gusto ko yun?
Yeah. Make your brain believe
that
it's
so
crazy.
Cold.
So, nakabalot ka talaga.
Tapos, matchingan mo ba na nanginginig ka kunyari?
Pero manginginig ka talaga. Kasi, hihimatayin ka, dadaling ka sa ospital.
Yung next scene, nakahiga ka na.
Malamig sa emergency room.
Na-heatstroke ka na.
Na-heatstroke ka na. Lalamigin ka sa emergency room. Promise.
Eventually, lalamigin ka din talaga.
Diba?
So, effective naman.
Effective naman.
Tama. Good job.
Cristiano Ronaldo says, itutulak ko yung... Diba, one of the... Parang pinag-aawayan na ano, is Saba.
Okay.
Diba, in Malaysia. Itutulak ko ang Saba papuntang Antarctica para Saba con yellow. Tapos, pagkatapos nun, itutulak ko naman siya papuntang Alaska para gatas.
Kainin. Eh, yung problema natin yung asukal
pa rin.
Sugar pa rin, eh, no? Masam pa tayo.
Then sa Philippines.
Philippines.
Sugar cane.
Sugar cane. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to beat the heat comes from Blue Gray.
Blue Gray says,
sumali ka na lang sa cult namin.
Okay. Bakit?
Bakit? Kasi cool to.
Ay, nako.
Diba?
Pero sasali ako dyan.
Diba? Ang galing eh. Sumali ka sa cult namin. Bakit?
Kasi cool
to. Oh, diba? Galing. Alright, the top 10 ways to beat the heat. One final batch. Make them good. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag...
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio RX93.1.
Nagulat naman ako.
Diba? Okay, so we've got the final batch of the top 10 ways to beat the heat. Thank you to Mr. Maria for sending this in. Let's start off with Kindred 8, the only serious entry since 6 a.m.
The only serious entry. Okay.
Okay.
He says
somebody sent.
I have to prepare myself for this serious entry.
Place your t-shirts a freezer for 5 to 10 minutes, then wear it after. It's an actual tip. Hindi loko, hindi mga dadalin ko yung Saba sa Antarctica para maging Saba kong yes.
Sensible
for
answer.
Once, it's actually sensible.
No, that's kind of disgusting to wear. Parang basa-basa when you wear it.
No naman. Or ref, kahit hindi freezer. Or like put it in a...
There's no moisture, you know.
Cooler.
Put it in...
Love song.
Like a Tupperware or something. Like a one of those
Ziploc bag. Yeah. And then put it in the freezer. So now that makes sense.
It doesn't have the smell.
Yeah, and it's not too moist.
That's true. Yeah, that could work.
But it's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or panty.
Yeah, if you're cold down there, lahat malamig.
Yung ano mo, Star Spangled Banner.
Oh my gosh. You're right.
Oh.
Perfect. And let's see here. Fish Mark says, pupunta ako ng ilog, manghuhuli ako ng catfish, tapos bubugbugin ko. Beat the heat to.
That is animal abuse.
Beat the heat to. Yeah, but that's how they, that's how they kill dalag and hito.
Really? You have to beat it?
What's the difference between a dalag and a hito?
Pito is black.
Yeah.
The dalag is much larger. Tapos medyo brownish siya.
Okay, yung Hito.
Black talaga.
But they're both catfish, diba?
Not catfish.
I was talking about
catfish
this
is Hito.
With somebody.
Dalag, what is dalag in English? Is a mudfish.
Mudfish. Okay, there you go.
And yung dalag, medyo you see the scales. Yung Hito, parang it's just skin. Parang black. Parang wala siya.
Yeah, apparently it's really scale, tough, diba? The yeah. skin of a
Hito.
Of course. Hito. Ganon.
Tsaka, I think a dalag doesn't have the barbells.
What barbells?
The parang whiskers.
Ah,
so,
okay.
Not like Hito, di ba may ganun?
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
sure. Don't quote me on this. But I think the dalag doesn't have that. Or at least not as pronounced. Tsaka malaki ang dalag. As in really like huge.
Which one tastes better?
Both. I love both. Hito both. And dalag are both very tasty. Tastier than tilapia.
Well.
And bangus.
Do you eat that? What do you call this? You don't cook it. What do you call that?
Huh?
Kinilaw. Do you?
Ang Hito?
Yeah, diba?
I don't
pang kinilaw?
I don't know what they use kinilaw.
For kinilaw, I don't know either.
But I love adobong Hito. Oh my gosh. Like the really fat Hito.
Mm-hmm. Kapasin, do you know someone who makes this?
It's so fatty and it's so, yun lang the belly part. Oh, oh.
Who cooks this?
Ariaya.
So parang si Gino.
Talaga.
I'm going to sumbong
Hito. Oh,
fat Hito.
You're so fat. Kika man, alis daw. Wawala
ka. Naka-trash na yung room mo when you get home.
No, nakalak naman eh.
Mr. Vader
Gino,
says,
I love you.
You know, to beat the heat, sabi ni Mr. Vader.
Sabi ni Mr. Vader.
Whatever it is you're doing, just stop, collaborate, and listen.
Listen, Ice is back with a new invention.
Yeah, just whatever it is you're doing, stop lang, please,
and
stop.
Listen.
Collaborate,
and listen.
To our ex.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Guapo Dao 21 says, to beat the heat, hindi muna ako tatambay sa steam room sa gym. Ay, alam mo na. Pinatambayan niya. Steam room sa gym. And one more from Guapo Dao 21. Magbabakasyon ako kina SpongeBob.
Bakit?
Underwater.
They live under the sea.
Ah.
In a pineapple
si
under
din.
The sea. Sebastian din.
Uh-oh.
Bikini Bottom.
Yeah, Bikini Bottom.
Where Mr. Krabs. Where there's crabs.
Oh, yeah. Jotty says, tumawag ka ng bumbero.
Oh.
Tapos sabihin mo sa kanila, help! Oh. This girl is on fire.
Wow.
This girl is on fire.
For Renny Boy says, magtayo ka ng business na refreshing.
Oh, ano?
Yung
lemonade
ano,
stand, gano'n?
Yeah, yung mga milk tea, di ba?
Oh.
Tapos, ang ano mo, branding mo, Hello Kitty. So, Hello Kitty tea.
Di
ba? Pwede naman kasi.
Yeah.
Bagay, pwede nga yun.
Cristiano Reynaldo says, tatawagan ko si Wiz Khalifa at bibigyan ko siya ng mga bloke ng yelo.
Para
tapos kakanta kami ng
Blocks
of Yelo, Blocks of Yelo.
Dami kong natutunan today.
Diba?
Sobrang helpful.
And the top way to beat the heat, napakasimple, especially for Filipinos.
Okay.
Comes from Blue Chubs.
Blue Chubs says,
we've got what we need here in the Philippines
what?
To beat the heat. Sabi ni Blue Chubs,
all along.
Eh di pupunta ako sa Albay.
Sa Albay?
Sa Albay.
Bakit?
Eh di ba, be cool.
Be cool and be calm.
Di ba? Very simple.
That is their,
kasi be cool.
Their tagline right now, di ba? Yeah. Be cool.
Be cool and be calm. Cool.
Yeah.
Di ba? What about us? What's your way to beat the heat? We have to answer this.
What?
Oh my God, huh?
Yeah. We have to answer this. What is your way to beat the heat or beat the heat?
Beat the heat. Wala.
Wala.
Hirap
naman
ito. Come up with something.
You
have to. Hindi pwede, hindi pwede.
To beat the heat.
Hindi pwede, hindi pwede.
According to people,
yes.
You have to guard LeBron James.
Well, yeah, beat the heat.
And Dwayne Wade.
Hey, wait. Before we continue. Sabi nila you hosted an event na raw in Puerto Galera.
Uy, sino yun?
Never boss.
Hindi ba nga ako nakakabunta
baka
doon?
Ako, kasi kami, we hosted something in Puerto Galera.
So, magkamukha tayo?
No, but I've never said naman na, oh my gosh, oh, hello to pala to Baby Whale. Baby Whale was just saying
ayun
na.
Ayun!
Hi,
nako,
Baby Whale!
Hi!
Sasama na lang ako kay Baby Whale para lagi kami nasa water. Okay lang.
May pinapasabi siya sa'yo, Sarah.
Anong
please tell Sarah she looks like Allison Kosick.
Who's that?
She's, I think, CNN or one of those, or Bloomberg or something.
Really?
A-L-I-S-O-N, tapos K-O-Z-I-K. Kamukha mo raw.
Talaga?
Yeah, like daw niya naalala pag nanonood siya ng...
Hi, baby Will!
Yeah. Allison Kozik. Did you Google it?
I'm
Google
Googling her, yeah.
See nga how she looks like.
Ganda, syempre.
Kamukha mo raw.
Ah, okay. Yeah, oh, I don't see
I guess when she's moving. Kasi minsan pag screen cap, di ba?
Yeah, yeah.
Hindi mo nakikita yung ano.
Wait, I'm trying to look for a better picture of her. The ones I find, okay lang.
Did you see?
Really?
Hmm, kamukha mo raw.
Parang hindi naman.
Not really. Oh, yeah, I see the resemblance-ish.
Where?
Yung sa noo, malaki.
Wow!
Aray!
Oh, God! My eye! Instant karma! Instant karma!
That really hit my eye!
Sorry, I never knew my aim was that good.
In fairness, bulag ka, natatama mo pa ako, ha?
Usually fail ako.
Talaga, direct hit?
Sakto yun, ha?
Sorry!
Bulag na to, eh.
Ay, ako.
Ow.
All right. What about us? Our answer?
I have an answer.
Oh, sige.
Magnanakaw ako sa bangko.
Nang.
Perfect crime. Mm. Hindi niyo ako mahuli. Ayun, gold case.
Ay, Diyos ko. Help me, Lord. Ako, meron.
Ano?
Bibili ako nung CD single ng Just Give Me a Reason.
Bakit?
Ni Pink.
Bakit?
Pag meron akong CD single nun, kakagating ko.
Bakit?
Para I beat the hit. Technically, I bit the hit.
You bit it.
Oh, I bit it. I bit the hit. Kasi hit song siya.
Yoko na!
Ano? You have to. Andaya mo.
O kami
you
meron.
Have to. You have
Tinama
to.
Tinama mo ako sa mata.
I bit hit.
Oh, yun. When you throw a ball pin at me, you beat the hit because I'm hot.
Ano daw? Ano
tigilan na natin kung kalokohan to.
Matulog ka na nga. Magpahinga ka na nga.
May effect yung tama niya. Injured na agad yung brain niya.
Oo.
Tsaka yung mata niya.
Oh, I tell the truth. Dati kasi hindi.
I tell the truth.
Yeah, I told the truth.
I tell it all
the time. I tell it all the time.
I tell it all.
Ano ba yan?
Wala talaga ako sagot.
Corny.
Corny. Hindi ko alam.
No. We won't paya.
Yeah.
Ah, sige.
We won't paya.
Kasi.
What?
Parang
kang Japanese. Kasi.
Sige. Speaking of Japanese, siguro, ano ba pwedeng gawin?
Yung pamangkin mo nasa Japan?
Hindi.
Japanese?
sige.
What about your Japanese?
Hihiwalayan ko na lang muna si Daniel Matsunaga.
Oh.
Para magkalayo kami.
Para kasi mabawasan ang init.
Or papaluin ko siya.
O di, kanino siya mag-go for comfort? Oh, hello. Siyempre, sa akin.
Wow.
Parang di naman.
Actually, hindi nga. Hindi nga. All right, but thank you very much for joining us today. And thank you guys.
Okay.
For adding the C and the A to my C. para, you know, makomplete yung show. Thank you.
Thank you.
On Monday, hopefully, the two will be up and about. And hopefully they will be well enough to do the show.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kikai Barkada will be complete again.
Yeah.
But thank you guys. And see you again on Monday.
All right, that's it. Enjoy your weekend.
With you guys, when do they...
I will be back on tomorrow, 6 to 9
again. On tomorrow? You will be back on tomorrow.
I tell you, you will be back on tomorrow.
I will be back on tomorrow. What about on yesterday?
I said back on. Kama tomorrow, hindi rin.
I will be back on tomorrow.
Actually, I meant to say I will be back off tomorrow.
I will be back on
in the next day. What? Shut up!
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
Bye.